7 after the hour. This is actually where we go beyond many of the things that we would normally do in the Good Day program and make each one of the participants in Good Day a star. All of us have stories. We all encounter things that are going on in life, things that are important. We want to get the pulse of the nation now with the various issues that require some kind of response. So we all have something in terms of a story or an item, and then we all want to react to it. You can as well, either by calling 800-510-8255, or you can email any one of us at DougStephan.com, follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day, or at Twitter at Good Day Show. And having said that, apparently there is a behind-the-scenes fight going on between Jennifer and Rich as to who wants to talk about this bus monitoring grandmother who was bullied by school children, and what that says about adults and children. I think.
Well, there's a good twist to the story. The bad side of the story is that this woman's a school bus monitor, and she's a volunteer.
Yeah.
She basically sat on the bus to make sure everybody behaved, got where they needed to go safely, and whatever. Well, a group of these kids start ganging up on her and calling her fat and calling her names and just really ripping into her. And one of the kids on the bus knew what was wrong, so what does he do? He whips out his handy-dandy phone and takes video of it. Well, the kids get in trouble, but when people in the community and people around the country found out what happened, people started donating to a fund to send her on a dream vacation. So
oh,
that was
sweet.
That was kind of the cool part of the story. Because she cried. She was upset. She was, you know, I mean, it was a bad scene. And so I think it's kind of nice that people got together and gave her something back for all of her hard work.
What is the matter?
Listen, I've got some of the video audio.
We got, has it got audio?
Yo, Joel. How about I bring my knife and cut you? If I stab you in the stomach and my knife will go through you like butter because it's all water. What's your address so I can freaking piss off your door?
How old are these kids?
13.
Take a crack in his mouth.
You don't have a family because they all killed themselves because they didn't want to be near you.
Her son had committed suicide, and I don't know whether they knew that or not, but it's, you know, and then it's just really, really awful, awful stuff.
You know, earlier today, I went through four or five different items, young people about that age and maybe a little older, junior, I guess these are the 14-year-old, 18-year-old. So these are middle school kids.
Yeah.
How dare they? You look
can you imagine
at
being their parents? Can you imagine?
I was reading that I guess a lot of the parents and the kids are receiving death threats. The kids and
yeah,
families.
Yeah, I heard that too.
What is the matter with people?
You know, I don't know about you guys, but as a kid, I was told to respect my elders. And then, where is that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, thank you, sir. I obviously not here.
You know, I get on Jaden. I just got on him lately.
Jaden is your 10-year-old.
My 10-year-old son recently because he gets a little shy sometimes. And, you know, he can be a little reserved. And so there was an adult who he was introduced to, and he didn't look at them in the eye when he said hello. He was still polite enough. You know, he was kind of shyish and said, hi, you know, whatever. And after the fact, I got on him. I'm like, you know, Jaden, when an adult is addressing you, you need to look them in the, and something that minuscule, I cannot imagine. I'd lose my mind. He'd lose his head. I'd lose my mind if he ever did anything to this degree.
So what does it say about the people who are the families, the homes?
Makes you wonder, right?
It really does.
I mean, the parents are absolutely just appalled. But you have to think, the kids, they didn't learn
about
any respect.
Yeah. It's their fault the kids are the way they are.
It speaks to the group mentality, too, which is pretty crazy. I mean, you can probably take, I'm sure some of those kids that were saying those things are maybe good kids, but because they got swept up and everybody else saying something, you know.
Awful.
Atrocious. You know what else it makes me think of is, you know, Sean, my son, who's in the second grade, just finished the second grade. He was having a problem with a couple of the fifth graders on his bus. And so, of course, you know, you talk to the school and you say, hey, listen, you know, watch a couple of these kids. They're giving a couple of the younger kids a harder time. And if this is the bus monitor and they're treating the bus monitor like that, how are they supposed to protect the younger kids who are getting abused by those same kids?
Excellent question.
You know, it kind of struck me, too, in watching the bits of the video that I saw that she's either looking out the window trying to ignore them or just kind of staring in disbelief. And she truly looked like she was afraid and mm-hmm. didn't react. And it makes you wonder, like, how did we get to a point where the kids, you know, are dominant?
Well, it's like
they had
Animal
attacked
Farm.
Her physically, I mean, she would have been toast.
Yeah.
It's animal. It's the animal kingdom taking over from the...
At one point, they ask her, you know, what are those? What's that water on your face? And she's like, I'm crying.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps when I saw... Oh, my heart was broken.
It's but it was apparently, as you said, being a parent is a dying art form.
Just with so much work, everybody's talking about how to get people to stop bullying. It just mm-hmm. amazes me that this kind of stuff can still go on with programs and lessons in schools and, ugh, I don't know.
Well, I think, as you said, Jen, it's a beautiful, you know, a beautiful note to it that a guy from Canada saw this when it went viral on YouTube, started this anonymous site. People have donated, and what I saw, it's like upwards of $370,000 for this woman to, like, not just have a vacation, but never have to be on a bus again.
Yeah, apparently one of the airlines offered her airfare and hotel for Disney World in Southern California.
Like, she wants to go hang out with kids.
Yeah.
That's,
but I think she was a volunteer. I don't even think she was getting... This wasn't even her job, wasn't it? Yeah. Just a volunteer position?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I think
little punks.
We get the message. It
sits up to $450,000. Is it really?
Good. Wow. Yeah. Good for her.
13 past the hour. More stories and thoughts on the Good Day program in a matter of moments here.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your water supply. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Consumer confidence reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide detailed information on the source, quality, and treatment of your drinking water. They're distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a global public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water related products and certifies products to those standards. Andrew adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free list of tested and certified products online. NSF has a professional who can answer your questions on water quality and water filters if you choose to treat your water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit nsf.org or call 888-99-SAFER.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Well, that makes me feel good. Doesn't it make you feel good? Everybody who feels good now say, I feel good.
I feel good.
Okay, so next up in the hit parade is Heather.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you surprised?
I am.
You want to talk to Jeff first?
Oh, wait a minute. That's right, because Jeff has, thank you, Richie. I was off onto Lululand. Jeff's in Richmond. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, people. I won't take too much of your time because I'm interested to hear the next one myself. But I will just say this. You know, that one lady there said that when she had was taught respect and whatnot, yeah, because the parents back then, completely different than the parents today, and it's our fault. I don't know how old they are. I'm in my 40s, and I will say this. I'm not personally guilty, but it is my generation's fault. For not keeping up with the kids and understanding the kids. When I see a 5-year-old, I don't have sympathy for kids anymore. I look at the parents first before I decide do I like the kids or not, because I know that that child is a reflection of that parent. And when I see these kids acting like that on the bus, I simply go, it's got to be at home.
Something they're learning at home.
Sure.
Right? I'm 34, by the way, so relatively young. It's not like, you know, I was in high school that long ago.
Hey, Jeff, let me ask you something. What would your parents have done if they'd have known you acted like this?
Here's another issue we have to deal with too now, because I'll be honest with you, literally my father would have literally beat my, you know what,
exactly,
and I don't mean it, I mean literally, not figuratively.
So what do you think happened to these kids when their parents saw them? Do you think they sat them down and had a gentle talk with them, or
yeah, right now I would say the way that they were taught and the way, the attitude in that audio, just that whole the boldness of it all, I think it was normal for them to speak like that. I don't think they got in any problems or trouble at all.
I think the way we coddle our kids and are afraid to reprimand them, I think has brought us this.
We might damage their self-esteem.
I absolutely agree with you folks. Thank you so much for the time. Great hour here. I love listening to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If my kid did that, I would spank him on his backside until he couldn't sit.
Yeah, they probably lost their Xbox privileges.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. No Xbox for the summer.
I've never done much when it came to the physical stuff with my children because I didn't think I had to. I think that, but it's all the attitude that you have toward them. They knew what was right or wrong. Examples are set. But that doesn't mean that I'm the greatest because I do silly, sometimes not very smart things. But if you haven't got enough control over your children...
That's the thing.
I mean, my God, who
people are afraid to say, "I'm the boss." Mm-hmm. You will
don't
do
even
this.
Have to say it.
Everybody wants to be their friend.
Saying it isn't even necessary. You exercise your authority as the parent in the circumstance.
Oh, my kids know that look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All you have to
do is interesting because that's what I used to use with my children. I have to do anything for whatever the reason, and I don't mean this to sound, you know, like a jerk. My kids were actually pretty good kids. They get into it a little bit here and there. But for the most part, they were given love and respect, but they also were given, this is the job you have to do. These are your responsibilities. This is what we expect from you in school and elsewhere. And they had good friends. I don't think it's that much work. Frankly, if you're going to bring children into the world, then you better be
involved.
You better be ready for involvement.
It's all about setting expectations.
Well, it's work. Being a parent
is
work, and a lot of people just don't do the work.
It's not easy. I mean, I used to think that spending time with my children was the most fun, and as a matter of fact, I still do as adults. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything that I'd rather do than spend time with my children. And I think a lot of parents look at their children as a nuisance. So what do you have children for if they're a nuisance?
Right.
Or if you're afraid to be a parent.
Yeah. All right, Heather up next. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Heather's turn on Good Day, 23 minutes past the hour. Obviously, we're going to the outer limits.
We are going to the outer limits. It's actually Dr. Wayne Dyer. Are you familiar with him?
I like Wayne Dyer a lot.
I love him.
Yeah, I do too.
He's he's a motivational person, very spiritual and enlightening.
I'm told by some friends of mine who are friends of his, he doesn't live the walk or the talk, but...
Really?
Walk the walk.
Thank you, that too.
Yeah.
The message is good, so you ignore the rest of it.
Well, the message is usually wonderful with him. And this is interesting because in this particular piece, he is walking that walk and he's actually walking it to the ends of the earth. I don't know if you know this, but a couple of years ago, he was diagnosed with leukemia.
Yes, yeah, he's been treated.
And he's been treated. But do you know how? Remotely. He's had remote surgery. I couldn't believe this. When you were talking earlier, last hour, about the power of the mind and what we can do and everything, here's a perfect example of it, or maybe it's for you to decide. John of God, I guess he's a spiritual person in Brazil, performed a remote surgery on Dr. Dyer, and John of God was in Brazil, and Wayne Dyer was in Maui at the time.
He lives in Hawaii, yeah.
Right, and this is when the surgery is happening. Mm-hmm. They're not in the same place. And there were specific instructions where he had to, he was FedExed herbs and holy water, had to take them the day before and everything. And then he was supposed to rest for 24 hours after the surgery. He said, forget that. Got up to go and take his usual walk, collapsed after 100 yards. So then he's sent to bed for a week and then wakes up and he says now that he has more energy and feels healthier than he ever has in his entire life, feels fabulous. So what do you think about that? I mean, there was actually they had to remotely take out sutures, so they say, by these entities entering his body.
I happen to believe that sort of stuff is very possible because I think it's all the power of the mind. I think it's the same as power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That is exercised by people who have thoughts. When I say hold a good thought for someone, my niece is having an operation next Wednesday. She has an aneurysm in her carotid artery. She and Megan are the same age by a month. She's a wonderful mother, great, great kid. And I was very concerned when she told me the story. And then you sort of wrap around it what she's about and hold those thoughts. Picture where it is. Mm-hmm. She showed me exactly where it is in her head. So I'll hold that thought. And I think that there's extraordinary power.
Let me ask you something.
Thinking. Yeah. To whom are you addressing?
You.
Okay.
Would you let Dr. God perform remote surgery from Ecuador or wherever he is on your niece?
it isn't up to me to let. I might suggest it, depending on. They're supported. They're a very conventional family. So if I suggested this, they think Uncle Dougie's a little weird now. So
that would confirm it.
So this, duh.
But would you advise her to do this over the conventional go in and clean it up?
I would better, if you're asking me, would I do it? Because I would say to her, as I did to Tony and other people that I love, there are other things you could do if this didn't work. The problem with this, if it doesn't work, I mean, the top with Amanda,
exactly,
is it could be curtains.
You don't play with an aneurysm.
No, you don't fiddle with this. So, and going to Beth Israel is probably a pretty good place to go when it comes to this sort of thing. You know, Richie, it's a crapshoot. This is a physical malady. I think leukemia is one of these things. Fortunately, now for people who get it, it isn't an automatic death sentence anymore. As a matter of fact, it's pretty curable. And there are other kinds.
I thought it was incurable.
Leukemia?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's very curable now.
Is it curable or manageable?
Well, maybe a little of both. Thank you. That's probably manageable. You can live with it for a long time. Prostate cancer. You get it and you live it forever if, you know, you manage it, as Richie said, properly. Hard to put myself in that position. I probably would use this guy if I were confronted with something.
If you were.
Like that. If I would, personally, myself.
Right.
Yeah, probably would.
I know you would.
Oprah actually had this piece on there. I think you can look it up on the web. It was like a two-part thing where he went really in-depth of what he went through.
Very important. 28 past the hour.
Long lives, well lived. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
I work out every day for 2 hours. Jack LaLanne can't afford to die. Wrecked my image.
That's legendary fitness king Jack LaLanne. Ironically, speaking not long before his death in January 2010 at age 93. LaLanne is a central figure in the terrific documentary How to Live Forever, now on DVD. For boomers especially, How to Live Forever is the perfect film at the perfect moment. Just as they're coming to terms with their own mortality, here comes director Mark Wexler asking all the right questions about life and longevity. And he elicits a staggering range of thoughtful answers, not only from celebrities like LaLanne and comedian Phyllis Diller, but from people like 103-year-old Emma Jackson, who still lives on her own.
When I become a little old lady, I'm going to live with all my kids. I'm going to play in the mud all day and bounce on the furniture without moving my shoes.
Then there's Buster Martin. He spoke with Wexler at age 101, a year after he made headlines in Britain for beating up two thugs who tried to rob him.
Shouldn't have pushed me on the floor. That made me mad. Before they knew it, I kicked them, two of them. I'm sure they'll never be a father.
Wexler says a series of three events inspired him to make the movie.
When I turned 50, I guess, and my mom died, and my AARP card arrived very quickly together, it sort of propelled me into making the film. And basically, I wasn't going to go down without a fight.
And as for LaLanne, well, his family says he was still doing his daily exercise routine the day before he succumbed to pneumonia. To the end, he lived by the philosophy he espoused for 7 decades.
The good old days are this second.
This is the moment I've waited for.
This is it. As I said before, who makes it happen? You.
You won't really learn how to live forever if you see How to Live Forever, but you might just learn a thing or two about
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Time for us to focus on your cooking. 33 after the hour now on Good Day. In this spot on Fridays, getting ready for the weekend, Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us. He is, you're packing to move, right?
Yes.
So what are you finding?
I'm surrounded by boxes.
Yeah, all right. So you're moving and you have all those cooking. Louis has been a chef, professional restaurant rehabilitator. That you can put on your card. Right?
Yeah.
I like, you're the restaurant rehabilitator, and as such, goes around, especially the southeastern part of the country, restaurants, fixes their menu, tells them how to do things that will work, and is very successful in that, has great ideas about cooking, and thus his presence here to give you ideas that are not useless, that are worthwhile. So I don't understand what you put in 14 boxes. What in the heck
please.
Do you have for cooking tools that would fit? Yeah, how many?
So you're moving, and you've packed up your kitchen, and you have 14 boxes of just cooking utensils.
That's not the kitchen. That's just my work. I have a separate kitchen in this house. It was a pantry that I do my work in. And I ended up with 14 boxes. I would have had 17 boxes, but I threw three boxes of just useless stuff out that I can't believe I acquired over the years.
It happens, isn't it? Ugh.
Oh, God. And Jeff, there's gadgets and tools that I just had to say, I have to tell everybody, don't ever buy one because there's such a waste of time.
Okay, so what was the biggest junker? What was the thing that you looked at most and went, what was I thinking when I bought this?
Well, you know, a lot of these I didn't buy. A lot of these are gadgets that companies have given me with their name on it and stuff. And I think the worst mistake I ever had was keeping a couple of different size food processors. You know, they come in all sizes. I have a big one. You know, it's a 2-quart cup type. And that one there, you can do everything from julienne. You can slice carrots, vegetables, make coleslaw. You can even make bread dough in a big one like that.
But
you don't even have to pull the mixer out.
So I have the same thing. I have the big one, and then I have a couple of the little choppy ones.
So all they do is chop. I mean, go buy a knife. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And they just take up spaces.
You know, and I find, I was just about to make the case that, you know, the nice one is small for the small jobs, but, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about it. I never use either one of them. I always use the knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the little one you have to clean anyway, so you might as well clean the big one.
Yeah.
It's just like my dad years ago fell in love with those Bloomin' Onions. So they actually had a kit for that.
Yes.
I've seen the kit. Yeah.
Why did the kit, how did that work?
Yeah, I used it once for him. I said, here, let's try this. And all it did was it's got this little press that cores the center of the onion out. And then it looks like one of those egg slicers that slices down the onion halfway so that it opens up so you can, you know, put your batter on it and deep fry it. And once again, just use a good knife.
Right.
You really don't have to go through the steps. Because the problem with a lot of these little tools are you have to wash them. And they're such a pain.
Yeah.
They're all little crooks and crannies and crevices. Yeah.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
Very worthwhile. Those of you, take note, who are going out to buy something special. Louis's going to run through the tools, the only ones that you really need to be successful. So far, we got a knife.
I'm sitting here right now thinking, Louis, I have two large colanders, a metal one and then a kind of like an elongate, an oval plastic one.
Right.
I can't wait to get home and throw the plastic one out.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking about every time I have to pull both of them out, take one, put both of them back, and then I have all these little screen-type colanders for different jobs and everything. I must have eight of those. I cannot wait to get home and throw six of them out.
There you go. Richie's going to... Why don't you give them to somebody?
Well, I will. A friend of mine down the... five doors down, he's an associate pastor at a church,
yeah,
and they
right.
do this thing called apartment in a box, and they take donations. And when battered wives or homeless people, they set them up in a new apartment.
To beat up other people. They just give them this.
Right. Thing. They just build the whole kitchen.
All right. So we have continuing, this is like the Doug Steffen continuing coverage of what to throw out of your kitchen in a matter of moments. Chef Louis DeAngelis with us on Good Day at 22 before the hour.
Safe like repair, safe like replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLite.com.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Each year, up to 3.5 million lost cats end up in shelters, according to the National Council on Pet Population Study and Policy. Keeping cats safe is a top priority for pet parents, which is why all cats, including indoor cats, should wear an ID tag with a telephone number where you can be reached should they wander from home. For the third consecutive year, as part of their Tag a Cat, Save a Life campaign, Church & Dwight Company Incorporated, the maker of Arm & Hammer products, is offering cat owners free personalized ID tags via mail with the purchase of any two Arm & Hammer cat litters. Also, in celebration of Adopt-A-Cat Month in June, a donation of Arm & Hammer cat litter will be made to participating shelters for every like received on the Arm & Hammer Facebook page through July 15th. For more information, visit PetTagOffer.com and Facebook.com/Arm & Hammer. Again, visit PetTagOffer.com and Facebook.com/Arm & Hammer.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Coming up on 42 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day, we're talking to our friend Chef Louis, who is in the process of moving and is packing up his kitchen. And we're talking about the most useless and the most necessary kitchen utensils in your kitchen. What to throw away and what to absolutely keep. So, Louis, we were just sitting there. I mean, we were in the break going, oh, I hate this. I hate this. I love this. I can't live without this. But let's finish up on just a couple more things on what to throw away that's absolutely useless.
Egg separator. That's what we're laughing about.
Stupid.
And that's
dumb.
A silly thing
dumb
to go buy.
Okay.
Garlic peelers.
Garlic peelers.
People actually buy them.
Right.
A garlic what? What is
a garlic peeler?
A garlic peeler.
I take my knife, I take the flat side of my knife, not the pointy side, and just boom, and
boom.
Yeah, and it comes right off.
I just use the palm of my hand. I just bang it one time, and out it comes.
You're like the Fonz for garlic.
All right, so now let's get to, before we leave there, I have next to my my stove, I have two kind of round Italian-looking pitchers, like water pitchers.
P-I-T-C-H-E-R, not pitchers.
One is filled with wooden spoons and spatulas, and the other one is filled with plastic spoons and spatulas. I could probably get half of those. I probably use half of them. But my favorite thing that I ever use in the kitchen, these are my two favorite things I use in the kitchen, a nice pair of tongs and a nice flat wooden spoon.
I'm totally in the tong.
I probably use those two tools more than anything in my kitchen.
Hey, Louis.
Well, the tong is great because you don't want to take a fork or a large carving fork when you're turning meat, and I see it often, people just stab it and pick it up instead of using the tongs.
I use them on the grill.
What happens?
Does
it hurt the animal if you stab it?
It lets the juice out.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because you're making it, another avenue for the juice to come out.
All right. I get you.
You let the juice out.
All right. So, Louis, what should we absolutely keep in the kitchen? What are
the number one tool is a good mixer. And I've got two different mixers that I use constantly. A good mixer. I got a big KitchenAid and I got a big DeLonghi, and I love those.
Why do you have two?
Well, the KitchenAid has a certain speed to it that I like, mm-hmm. and the DeLonghi has a lot more torque.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm making more than 2 or 3 pounds of bread dough at a time, I'll use the DeLonghi because it's just got more torque to it. It's just preference with me. I'm able to realize the difference between them. So I'm a little bit anal, I guess, when it comes to those things.
Hey, but let me derail you here just for a second. Then when you talk about your pots and pans. Everybody goes with the non-stick, with the Teflon coating.
Oh, no, horrible.
All that kind of stuff. And you and I were just talking about how I'm looking for a nice iron skillet.
I think Roberta had the greatest idea in the world to buy them. I have a whole set. My movers hate me because this box with my fry pans and my pots probably weighs 150 pounds.
Right.
And they're old cast iron. That's all I use is cast iron. I have one stainless for certain things that I use, like for souffles or something. For omelets. But the rest of it is all heavy duty cast iron.
Why did they go to nonstick? Apparently, how do you do an egg in cast iron?
Oh, if it's seasoned right, nothing will stick to it. Right, Roberta?
Absolutely. Nothing will stick to it. The thing is, you don't wash them with soap. You just kind of wipe them down.
Right. That's right.
I have a little broom, a little hand broom. It looks like a little broom. It's straw bristles. And you scrub it with that. And then once a month, I put a little oil in them. I rub them down. I put them in the oven for a couple of hours at 400.
Okay.
Let them burn away. And,
so I can throw away all my Teflon pans.
You've ingested half of that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yum.
If you need something nonstick, try the new ceramic pans.
Oh, I bought a ceramic knife, and I'm in love with it.
Yeah, the ceramic pans are fabulous, and you don't.
Is that the green one? The green pan?
Yes. Yeah.
So those everybody likes.
But they have to say ceramic. The inside has to be ceramic.
Can't say the diamond dust one. Throw that one away.
Yeah.
Does that? You know,
well, that's the other thing. All those ones that are the TV ones that they sell. If you ever go to pick one up, they weigh about 2 ounces. There's no weight to them at all. And after they heat up one time, I don't care how careful you are to not put cold water in them, you know, to let them cool down right, they end up with a hump in the center of them. They all end up warping. And it's you can't warp a cast iron pan. They just stay flat, and it's great.
Yeah. The other thing is that the Teflon that is part of these other pans, there are two reasons not to use a metallic pan that you're describing, in a sense. The Teflon that really doesn't stick when you wash, some people make the mistake, and this is with non-Teflon steel or stainless steel pans, same thing. When you're cleaning them often, you are rubbing the surface to loosen the dirt that's stuck to it, and that loosens the Teflon, also loosens the metallic composition, and that stuff stays in there. You don't wash it. So there are many people who have theorized with some degree of credibility, this is one of the causes of Alzheimer's. Getting this metal into your system, metal is what plugs up everything in your brain. So if you're not interested in getting Alzheimer's or dementia or having problems with your brain and get older, stay away from these metallic, the things that you can change if you clean them with a brush or scour pad or whatever it is. The flakes that come loose there sometimes stay in the pan, and you don't want to be anywhere near that. So, all right, great help, Louis. You're always a wonderful help. You're a blessing. We're happy to have you here. Chef Louis DeAngelis here on Good Day at 12 before the hour.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn. And spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit AmericasBestValueIn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders?
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
For millions of us, it's all about the heat, and that goes for the NBA champs as well. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Like it or not, and there are many more people who do not like it, the Miami Heat captured the NBA title last night with a 121-106 win over Oklahoma City in Miami. Series over in five, LeBron James finally has that ring he has yearned for. So much for that. There is heat of another kind that has gripped a chunk of the country this week. Yesterday was the first full day of summer, and it was an early summer sizzle in the Northeast.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
The humidity, the heat, they say it's over 100 degrees. You can feel every bit of it.
Yes, a high of nearly 100 in and around Washington, D.C., where that tourist expressed his opinion yesterday. Moving north, New Jersey, where this window washer supervisor in Newark was monitoring his employees closely.
If a guy doesn't feel well, I said, listen, take a break. Whatever, if we need to send him home, send him home.
Spoken like a true supervisor. His workers are window washing on the outside. He's monitoring on the inside. To the New York City area we go. Well into the 90s there yesterday with a heat index topping 100. Jose Santiago is a landscaper just north of New York City. He says he prefers the harsh cold of winter to the searing heat of summer.
I'd rather have the snow because the snow you always cover with your jacket and your hats and your gloves, your boots out here in the sun and the heat. You can't carry an AC with you, so it's extremely hot, you know?
Health officials everywhere all have the same hot weather advice. Lots of fluids, don't overdo it, seek air-conditioned comfort if you can. Today's weather across the Northeast, by the way, is not expected to be as intense as the last few days. A cold front is moving from the Midwest to the East. Let's head back to Washington, D.C., with a few more residents summing up what it has felt like the last few days.
Blistering.
Exhausting.
Sort of like a wet oven.
A wet oven, that's descriptive. Well put. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Vegas. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
Not a good day on Wall Street. The second worst drop of the year for the Dow, off by 251 points yesterday to 12,574. S&P was down 30. NASDAQ fell 71 points. Oil prices also fell $3.25 a barrel, finishing at $78.20. The jury now has the case in the child sex abuse trial of Jerry Sandusky. The question is, how long will they be out?
At least a day, if not longer. If it's longer than 2 days, my opinion, I think that bodes well for Jerry Sandusky.
That's criminal defense attorney Greg Gianforcaro, who's been following the trial. The jury will be sequestered while they deliberate the fate of the former Penn State assistant football coach, who is charged with nearly 50 counts of sexually abusing young boys over a 15-year period. And finally, it's that time of year. Graduating from high school, looking forward to college. Let's talk about the college application process. There are three things that can happen when you apply to college. You can be accepted, you can be rejected, or you can be waitlisted. If you are on a waiting list, there's not much you can do, right? Maybe not. Lawrence Young of Los Angeles, a graduating high school senior, applied a few months ago to the University of Michigan. He was put on a waiting list, but Lawrence decided not to just sit and wait. He sent the admissions office a video of himself singing an a cappella parody version of the Jackson 5 song, I Want You Back.
When I was just starting out, I didn't know where to apply. So many schools to choose from, but none of them caught my eye. Then I saw you, Michigan, and after in-depth look, no other college could compare. The blue got me on the hook, let me tell you now.
And here it comes, the hook of the song which put Lawrence over the top.
Oh, Michigan, give me one more chance. Won't you please let me into your school? Oh, how I dream to be a Wolverine.
Short time after sending this, Lawrence received a letter congratulating him on his admission to the University of Michigan. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.